Audio tour stop number 15. Dark Mountain. Dark Mountain Murders, Outlaw Cave, and Liquor Springs. As the trail ascends from the Jumpin' Off Rock trailhead, it begins to climb up Dark Mountain. It's a steep ascent here, an elevation gain of more than 500 feet. When you make it up to the ridgeline here, beautiful views in wintertime are your reward for this difficult climb. It's so tough, in fact, you may think the name Dark Mountain comes from the challenging time you have trekking up it. However, the actual origins of the name Dark Mountain are said to have a much more sinister origin. That the name was given for a history of murders that took place here. Joe Moffitt's book tells two separate stories of army deserters who were hunted and killed for refusing to fight. One tale is of three brothers who were caught and killed and buried in a communal grave at Lovejoy, with a stone that has all three men's names on it, the Hullens. There is another similar tale also attributed to this spot. At the top of the mountain, there is a rock with red-orange spots, known to locals as the Paint Rock. It's said that one of these deserters was killed on that very rock, and if you try to clean the stains away, they will return on their own. Joe continues to tell a story of the nearby outlaw cave outlooking Barnes Creek. This story is about a man named Willie Smith, who became an outlaw after shooting a revenuer and killing him. The story goes that he got wind of when the police were coming to get him, and he fled with his family and escaped to this cave near Liquor Springs. Here he lived with his wife until the search was over, and eventually moved into a house nearby. One version of this tale says that his wife passed away in the cold and dampness of the cave, and he went back to bootlegging. Another version goes on to say that he turned from his evil ways and became a productive member of society. I guess we'll never truly know what became of Willie Smith, if that was his real name.